It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Welcome to the day love died here on Reality Alert.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Why is it dead?
Because Sugar Butt and Sugar broke up.
Oh,
Sugar
no.
Sugar Butt!
Oh, sugar.
It don't died. You mean
the day? Don't you mean the day Boring died?
The day Boring died. I don't know. It got pretty good towards the end.
That's what I'm saying. They took the archetype and they flipped it on its fucking head. Let's go.
He started cursing. He started talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. America himself. Can you believe it?
I really liked when he stopped wearing red, white, and blue, but then it was just a black USA jersey with America as the name on the back and number one. He's like, when you think I'm going to zig, I zag. I still got the America clothing on.
I think it would have been cool if he was wearing like red, white, and green down in Mexico. And then you're like, wait, so it's not really that he's patriotic, it's just that every country he goes to, he's wearing the colors of that country.
Yeah, he's patriotic for the country.
That's just his thing. When he goes to France, he also wears red, white, and blue. It's
crazy. He would never do that for France. He probably hates France.
No, he sticks to the colors.
He's like, I'm in freedom. I'm in freedom.
He looks up the flags for every country he's going to, and then he organizes his wardrobe just for that. It's cute.
This guy sketches me out. This guy sketches me out.
What? He's cool, Max. He's so cool. He's a firefighter.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Actually, you're right. He after this episode, my vibe from him was that he's cool. After everything he said, I was like, this guy's cool. He doesn't want his girlfriends or his fiancés to wear makeup. He's cool. And he said it in such a relaxed fashion, too.
It was so matter of fact. I felt like he was going to do a mic drop after he said it.
And he said it in such a nice way, too. He was like, hey, babe, 95% of women would be happy with the way I'm yelling at you.
That's just chill vibes, man.
He's just chill vibes.
Here he's been just doing his little smirks, you know, this entire time, and little did we know what was behind the smirk ready to come out, this rant about makeup.
Yeah, we didn't know he was just bubbling.
Did it catch you off guard that this was the reason why he's been so cagey in Mexico? Because it really caught me off guard. I was like, wait a minute. I literally paused. I had to rewind. I was like, did he just say that? He said makeup was the reason?
Oh, it did catch me off guard, but I kind of do agree with Taylor that it might be just an excuse.
It might have been.
In the moment, yes, it caught me off guard. But afterwards, when she was like, it's an excuse, I was like, yeah, I think something else is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their relationship was definitely rocky and awkward, like, from the start. Their butts were a little less sugary, a little more salty. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we thought that she just didn't like his gap tooth, but he didn't. He also had a problem with the way,
I thought the edit was going. I thought the edit was going in the way that, like, she was making up excuses for the fact that she didn't like the way he looked, but then was like using the talking thing as covering for that. And then all of a sudden the editors, they flip it.
They tricked us.
And they tricked us. And it's like, no, it was also him. I just think neither of them are attracted to each other.
No, they love each other. This is just a bump in the road. We're going to get that wedding.
This is just a sugar in the butt.
This is so cute.
They're gonna end up together. I believe in it. I love them. They're America's couple.
I'm not done with them, that's for sure.
Please keep having parties and making them go to them contractually.
Please. How much makeup? How much makeup does she wear for the reunion? Do we think?
I want her to
just
be
out of spite, you know, like because she's got to really lay it on thick now, just out of spite.
I want her to be in like drag makeup.
Yes.
Yeah, I want her
just
to be
go
in
like full Bozo the Clown, right?
Yeah, maybe you clown
on
makeup.
The red wig and the
yeah,
the nose.
I want her
just to really trigger JP, just to be like, yeah, what?
I want her to literally smash her face in a cake, really cake it on.
Yeah, perfect.
And not then, a pie? And then go to maybe. Not... Well, he said that she caked on makeup. So I want her to smash her face into cake and then hug him and then get it all over his jacket.
Yeah. Get it all over his nice American suit.
His red, white, and blue jacket. His Evel Knievel costume.
Yeah.
All over his Captain America
You're
shield.
Getting it on the white stripes.
Well, let's start getting into it because we have a lot to talk about in these two episodes 5 and 6 that we're covering today. We resume right where we left off in episode 4 with Uche coming into the men's quarters and saying Aaliyah has left the building. She flew the coop.
Houston, we have a problem.
That's good. That's good. Uche says something must have happened. He's like, she saw Lydia get engaged, right? And Izzy's like, wait, so did she think that Lydia got engaged to you? And everybody's like, catch up, Izzy, you fucking idiot. Did you miss last episode? You fucking dumbass. Did you listen to Reality Alert's recap?
Izzy was getting dizzy.
Yeah.
With all the confusion.
Milton just shook his head like, stupid fucking Izzy. Fucking idiot.
Do I need to explain this to you underneath a microscope, you dumbass?
Idiot. But then we get this awesome scene of Uche in the confessional. We get to hear more talking with the producers. They lift the curtain.
Wow.
We meet the Wizards of Oz, but we don't see their face.
They're
the
great and powerful.
I guess they don't lift the curtain, but we hear them from behind the curtain. So we're like at the end of The Wizard of Oz, but not the very end. We're not going
like a sheer curtain so we can sort of like see through it a little bit.
Yeah, we're not going up in the hot air balloon yet. We're not returning to Kansas yet.
No, not yet.
Because we're still in the pod.
We haven't tapped our heels yet.
Yeah, the pods are Oz. And Mexico
is... It's the Emerald City.
Yeah, Mexico is the hot air balloon, and then Houston is Kansas.
Yes. And we're still not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah. So Uche is like, I need to talk to her. And the producers say, if Uche wants to talk to her, Marco can reach out for him. Is Marco one of the guys in the pods that didn't get engaged to someone that we don't
probably.
Know?
He's possible.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Either that or he's one of the scientists with the
clip. Yeah. Or maybe he's the cunnilingus guy. I don't know. is he the guy that ate the deli meat with his hands?
Justice? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Oh, Justice Marco. So they get Aaliyah on the phone, and Aaliyah says there was an exchange of words between Lydia and her that didn't go well. And she says, she said that if Lydia wanted Uche back, she could have him. Apparently, Lydia said, I don't want Uche. But Aaliyah still left because she felt smothered by Lydia.
Yeah.
And Lydia kept bringing up Uche all the time. So Aaliyah, she left. She left, Ben.
I didn't like how hard Uche was going on her that this was all her fault. You know, because it's like, I don't know, put yourself in her shoes for a minute, Uche. Like, all this is happening. How do you not expect to be like, this is fucking weird? And I already got chewed out for the cheating thing, being a recent cheater. And then all of this shit happens, and it's really fucking embarrassing. You know, and it's like, it just sort of felt like he was going way too hard on her.
I don't know. I think he's being hard on her, but then also he was going to propose to her in that moment, and then she's not there. It's very embarrassing.
But she thought the producers were playing a game on her. She didn't know what everybody knew. She didn't know how deep the rabbit hole went. She didn't know how much of an inside job it was.
Yeah, but she, but he's not getting that in this conversation. All yeah. he's all he's hearing is, I don't like Lydia, and I still want to be in a relationship with you, but like I'm leaving. And it's like, this is just after it happened, so he's just very emotional, you know, like
yeah
in the moment. I do have
as emotional as he can look on screen. Yes.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, I mean it's like a very difficult situation, you know, like he is going, like I don't know, we do see him in this light, but I'm like, I mean, she just kind of like jilted him, and then she's like, but yeah. I do want to be in a relationship with you, but I kind of just like ditched you. And it just seems yeah. that he must be like so fucking confused, right? Like, what the fuck is happening? I don't know. I'm very conflicted which way to like totally feel about it, because like, I mean, like we all think that we would react appropriately in the situation, but I think being pissed off would kind of make sense, because it's pretty embarrassing.
Well, I think that, you know, any anger that they have against each other should probably be directed at the producers. That's probably where it should have gone. But instead,
yeah, but when you're in the producers
did a good job of deflecting it to where they just.
Oh, I mean, of course. I mean, nobody thinks about the producers in these situations.
Yeah, yeah.
They do exactly. a good job removing themselves from those pods.
Yes, but then putting themselves on camera for these episodes, right?
Oh yeah. They do. I do like when Lisa says, how do you know she didn't see an email and not apply to be on this damn show? Uche does not like the implication of this.
Yeah.
He's irate. This is where I was like, Uche, like, and this is, I'm like, don't you think that she, I mean, like, we know Lydia, like, don't you think, like, you know, like, is this that crazy of a question?
Yeah. Well, Uche was probably upset because he, you know, he has hardcore security on his computer.
Yeah.
You know? Well,
yeah.
And then he prints out his emails and he puts them in a safe.
He is a computer guy. If he doesn't have hardcore computer security, I would be concerned. This could be bad for his business. He's like, this is bad for my business. I'm a computer guy. I'm a lawyer.
You think my emails aren't encrypted? You think they're not encrypted?
He's mad. He's like, if you had to sit in a room with her for one day and I was going to propose for you, and then you just fucking left.
I'm such a fucking idiot.
Well,
ooh. Uche, never say that out loud. That becomes a soundbite immediately, and we can never on.
I'm such a fucking idiot.
Well, if you said it, we're not going to disagree with it. You said it.
Uche, I didn't know. Are you stupid?
We didn't say it. You did. You've declared yourself a fucking idiot. Now we can call you a fucking idiot.
Uche, how do you feel about having bought a Tesla instead of a car that's got longer life?
I'm such a fucking idiot.
Okay, I was in an Uber. I've been in a couple of Ubers recently that were Teslas, and they have the roofs that are like see-through, or like the roofs.
Yeah.
Our glass, what's up with that? It's terrible. it's like you can't cover
the stars
it
while you're driving,
but there's just glare. You can't, there's the sun is shining through, you can't cover it. There's
but
just
everyone
sun.
Knows, look, while I'm driving, I get bored. I want to look up. I want to play video games while I'm driving.
Why would you want the roof to be see-through? I don't, even if it's tinted, the sun is shining through. Why don't you just get a fucking sunroof in your car? It doesn't make sense. I don't get it.
I'm such a fucking idiot.
But it's dumb. Got a 42-inch plasma in there, dude.
Doesn't make sense.
Tesla to the moon, man.
This is why people should drive Hummers.
Yeah,
real cars.
I think they should all drive monster trucks.
Monster truck, diesel. We support our Love is Blind contestants. Oil baby.
Oil baby.
Oil. Uche says that he thought this was going to happen. And I do love when he's like, when Ali is like, you know what? Maybe we should stop talking. And Uche goes, yeah, okay, let's stop talking. And she's like, wait, don't make that decision. Don't make that decision. He's like, nah, nah, I'm making that decision. I don't want her number. Bye.
Which is all for naught, because he ends up meeting with her later.
So. Yeah, I know. But it was funny when she's like, maybe we should stop talking. And he's like, okay. And she's like, wait, no.
Come back. Babe.
Babe, wait, no, babe.
Forgot that we had that one on the board.
We have everything. We're up to 671, Ben. We got everything.
It's such a good movie.
Once we started saying it, I was like, I bet we have that.
We gotta have that, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, Uche definitely has some, like, anger stuff going on, but I just, like, I don't know. It's, like, just sometimes I'm, like, I don't know. Like, it's, like, these situations are so fucking, like, difficult, and like, I just think that it's just, like, sometimes I just have sympathy for these people because,
yeah,
it's, like, we think we're gonna behave the best in these moments.
Yeah.
In these moments, these high-pressure situations, but we don't know what they're like. And I think sometimes people are like really mean to each other on these shows, and I'm able to be like this person is such an asshole. But with Uche, it's like something just happened to him, like he was jilted at a proposal,
right?
He had just kind of smooth things over with Aaliyah. And when he was mean, and when that whole thing with the cheating thing came over, like he did really apologize to her and like really admitted like what was going on, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
with the whole not telling her about the Lydia thing, we learned that that was all because production told him that he couldn't. Like that wasn't him withholding the information because he wasn't allowed to, except for the whole 3 weeks that he saw her in February thing, which was kind of sketchy. So yeah, there are some things going on, but I do agree with you that like, I'm just kind of torn on it because I don't know. It's just a weird situation, but like,
I understand his anger, and I also understand why she fled. I would have done the same thing. It's like, this experience has been absolute garbage from second one.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I'm finding all this other stuff out and I'm getting creeped out by all of this. And I don't want to talk to the producers right now because I don't know if they're on my side. In fact, I think they might be malicious. I got to get the fuck out of here.
But I think it's weird that in this scene, she's like, I fled, but I still love you. And like, I wouldn't do this in a marriage. And like, I want to marry you. And like all
of this stuff.
And she thinks yeah, that's what I'm like, and I just imagine me, which I'd be like, what the fuck, you think that this is gonna work? Like, how could I trust you now? Like, I know it was a shitty situation, but like, this is a lot to come back from. Like, we're on TV. Like,
she just needs to go home and do her research and go down that rabbit hole and figure out what's going on at Netflix. You know, that's all that's happening.
I just think that I would be like, you either like a bit like if you're leaving me in this, like, just tell me that it's over. Don't like jilt me at the moment of proposal and then say, but I still love you, we can still get married, I just kind of like really shafted you in this moment, like doing something like to me, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What is your problem? Who
Max,
are you?
She wants a private courtroom wedding. That's what she wants. No cameras, no nothing.
They don't go on reality TV. I'd be
but that's, look, she can have it both ways, Max. She can have it both ways.
You're right. It's 2023. We can do whatever we want.
You can go on Love is Blind, run away from the show, and get married in a courthouse.
I mean, you can
have the and then have the producers and the network see you. You can do that. It's okay.
You're right. Anyway, we get to Lydia and Milton, and Lydia says this is the first time a guy has cared about her based on her personality.
Ooh. Oh boy.
Wow.
She needs to date different people.
It's the first time anybody's ever been able to tolerate her for being so annoying, Ben.
So this is Well, I was gonna say, well, that's kind of a shot at Uche because she's dated Uche. So,
yeah, Uche.
Uche is shallow, according to
Uche. Her, just liked the sex, Ben.
Yeah, he just liked how she looked.
Yeah,
that's fucked up, Uche.
Yeah, come on, Uche.
I'm such a fucking idiot.
Oh, you're an idiot. Okay,
that's it makes sense because that's how he car shops too. Is just based on looks.
Does he drive a Tesla?
Yeah, that's what Lydia said.
Oh, okay.
Lydia told Aaliyah that he drove.
Milton says finding someone like Lydia who really understands him feels like talking to his best friend. Okay. He says typically the man is older by a year or two, but he is younger. He says unfortunately his mustache is a little thin today. Yeah, that would have helped, but unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I will say,
just gotten one of those Groucho mustaches.
Yeah, he really, I mean, there's like a million, it's once again, it's 2023, but you know, there's a million things that you could do to help yourself out.
Yes.
I just want to say, this was a little awkward at first. I want you to hear Milton saying hey to,
yeah,
to Lydia.
Hey.
Hey. I was like, oh, that's hey. Bad.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Milton. I'm the guy you've been talking to on the wall.
Kind of sounds like a goose, honking.
Good. Hey.
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 And he doesn't smile at first. He's just like walking toward him. I'm like, dude.
It's because he thought she was hot. Oh shit, I need to look cool. I need to
maybe
cool.
She was wearing too much makeup. Now whenever I watch, oh, do you think
you're
she was...
right? She was wearing too much makeup.
Now whenever I watch reveal, I'm gonna be like, is this awkward because one of them is wearing too much makeup?
Yeah.
Do we will ever see makeup?
And on the other end of it too, we're gonna think vice versa. If any of the women are being awkward towards the men, we're going to think the man is wearing too much.
I don't think anyone's ever going to wear makeup again on this show because they're going to be worried about the precedents that that JP set.
Yep.
Or conversely, they'll want to stick it to the men and they'll wear the clown makeup like we said.
They'll do the bozo nose.
Yeah. did you notice? But then the chemistry gets real. I've been shocked by their chemistry. They are cute and very handsy.
And their geology, too.
Yes, their geology. He took out. Do you notice that he took a rock out of his pocket?
He had to sift through his pocket because there's how many rocks were in there? I wonder.
Yeah, he also had a few Pokeballs in there. Like there's a few things going on.
You're such a nerd, Milton.
I choose you, Lydia.
when he picked her up after the proposal, I was like, wait, Milton, you're back. You have to save your back, Milton. Don't pick her up. Milton, you're back. Milton, your life is already shortened by your height. I'm afraid Milton's gonna like die tomorrow because he's so tall.
Gotta be careful. You gotta be careful.
I know.
And he's always bending over for those microscopes to look into those, and I'm just like, Milton!
He's gonna drop dead. They're kind of cute. They're not tiny. They're very cute. I've never heard Lydia so quiet than in this scene. I was like, she's not yelling.
I think she was shocked at how tall he was. I think that's what it was. Because he might have seemed like he was short.
He's 5'10".
Yeah, he looked like, up to her too. I think she must be really short because next to her, he really does look like an absolute giant.
No, he is 6'7". He's very tall.
He's very tall. But he looked like he was 7'2". God,
being that tall must be very inconvenient.
Sure,
I do not envy being that tall.
Yes.
Because I'm 6'3", and it already sucks. I cannot imagine being on an airplane and having to be 6'7".
Did you see like the footage of Victor Wembanyama coming to New York City for the first time, and he was like getting into the subway car? He's like all the way hunched over. He just looks so uncomfortable. There's so many people in the car already. And he's just like, this poor guy. I'm like, no, Victor.
Yeah, not a fun time. Yeah. So, yeah, they're getting very, very kissy.
Yeah, we're probably going to be kissing a lot.
All we do is kiss.
All they do is kiss. All they do is kiss.
Milton thinks she's really, really hot. He's like, he's really into her.
I'm really into it.
Yeah. No, and likewise, I think she's kind of into it too, minus the baby face thing, I think, which she brings up a couple times in Mexico. But even still, I think the tallness was a pleasant surprise for her. They seem to really dig
she
each
did
other.
Hint
I'm starting
how
to feel good
was.
About this relationship going forward.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, he was so into it that he says, I shouldn't stand up. You know, that's what happens when I'm 24.
I missed that part.
You missed that. You missed when he got an erection and couldn't stand up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he didn't want to show off that erection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't just because he was looking at that rock on the floor that had come out?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I gotta, you know, when you're 24, you're really into rocks.
When he says he's rock hard, do you have to question it a little and go,
yes.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
Anyway, Ben.
Love is blind for sure.
Just so you know.
For sure.
Confirmation. Confirmation.
I think that's how they should introduce the show from now on. Like Nick and Vanessa, they should be like, Love's Blind for sure.
Love's Blind for sure.
Yeah, we didn't get the cute little graphic where they were going across the map down to Mexico, and then they were driving in their clip art car to get
there. Yeah, we always get that. Where was the clip art car?
We sort of got that the one scene.
No! I feel robbed. I bet we would have had it, but Vanessa took it from us because she's the worst.
Oh my god.
Yes.
She better be sending flowers to all
these
viewers.
She's the Chrissy Teigen of Love is Blind. I bet she told Paul to take a dirt nap. I bet she did.
Oh my god.
Yes. Also, can we talk about their outfits? I know that you don't notice these things usually, but they were very casual. I feel like Nick was getting ready to host the Buddy Games. He was wearing a plaid shirt. Why was Nick wearing a plaid shirt? It was so casual. This is Love is Blind. We're not wearing plaid.
Nick's just the type of guy I want to get a beer with, you know, at the end of the day.
You know, what is he running for president? Kind of what's happening here? Why is he wearing a plaid shirt in the reveal room of Love is Blind when we're going to Mexico? At least put on a Hawaiian shirt so we feel like we're going on vacation.
Put on a little lei around your neck.
Yeah, a plaid shirt. I feel like we're going camping. It was very and she was pretty casual too. The whole setup was very confusing.
What was she wearing?
Just like a more casual kind of top. Together, the whole, I don't know. I was very distracted by Nick wearing plaid. That's all I really
was
have
Vanessa
to say.
Wearing too much makeup?
Yeah, I couldn't even look at. Of course she did. Whatever she did, it was wrong. We have to make a petition to get her off the show. We have to get her sent to Siberia.
Siberia.
Petition to get her out of this country.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
We hate her.
JK, Hawaii's not good enough. She
we
needs to go further away.
And CIS Siberia her ass. I like when they remind us of the three couples that have gotten engaged as if there wasn't a recap provided at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. And also, it's only three to remember.
Yes. Like, oh, yeah. Those people. Oh, yeah. I'm a goldfish. Thank you.
And then for some reason, they just showed Justice eating ham in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Justice.
He's eating that ham.
Yeah, Carter the fish guy, I forgot. And then the Love is Blind Orchestra plays one of our favorite songs from last season.
remember when we were at that concert at MSG and we saw Timothée Chalamet there with Kris Jenner making out?
Wait, he made out with Kris Jenner, Kylie's mom?
Which Jenner is it that he's dating?
Kylie.
Kylie, I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. This is crazy gossip. Timothée Chalamet made out with Kris Jenner, the momager of all the children, all the Kardashians.
He was introduced to Kylie.
Okay, so yeah, Kris Jenner cheated on Corey Gamble with Timothée Chalamet.
Yes,
with that Chalamet. Is wild stuff.
Yep, she saw Dune. And she wanted to ride the worm. Let's just say that.
Wow, this is crazy stuff. We got to tell TMZ about this.
I'm telling you, man, all the stars come out for Love is Blind Orchestra.
Wow.
They're all there. And some crazy shit happens there. It's like Burning Man, man. You never know what's going to happen. Okay?
Thank God I read TMZ.
Wow. If you want to check out any Love is Blind Orchestra concerts, you can join us on patreon.com/realityalert.
They're a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Anyway, we head down to Mexico to see Taylor and JP. They enter their room and there's a violinist in the room.
Yeah.
What do you do? When does the violinist leave?
Yeah,
how does it work?
He probably performed a full hour and a half long concert, right?
That's what
he did. Yeah.
JP was like, this is so good because you don't want to talk over the violinist. So this is great. Keep going.
JP's like, do I have to tip? Do I have to tip this guy?
Well, I bet JP kept tipping him. Like Taylor would talk and he'd be like, JP like kept giving him fucking like
keep playing.
Money and shit.
He kept going like this with his finger, like keep playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say, on the way to Mexico, when they were pulling up, we got our final sugar butt.
Sugar butt!
And then we never heard it again.
Ooh.
I don't think she ever called him sugar butt again. I could be wrong, but I don't remember ever hearing it again. I don't think she called him sugar butt once they arrived at the hotel.
Wow.
I think the sugar was gone
by the time they got there.
And do you remember her calling him sugar butt again?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Nope. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. He says, what I want to do now? He says, I want to take a cold bath.
Because he's a firefighter.
Yeah, it gets hot. He wants to douse it.
Yeah. It's to protect his body from fires in the future.
Yeah. So this is where she first brings up how awkward things were. She says, our reveal meeting was awkward, and I'm afraid you don't like me. I cried. He's like, I'm just awkward. She says, did you overthink it? He's like, no. She's like, I cried multiple times. He's like, well, you know, I'm glad that's over with. I'm glad you're done crying. Okay, cool.
See, at this point, I was believing him, though. I was like, yeah, he does seem awkward. I was like, he's probably just an awkward guy.
Yeah, see, I did too, but I just thought it was very weird how she was like, you know, I cried a lot. I cried multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm really glad you're done crying because I don't want to comfort you or anything.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy sucks.
Well, that's where he just kept doing his little grin. He'd be like,
he's like, I want you to be done with this shit. No more crying. No more emotions in this marriage. Can you stop being so awkward?
At first I was like his emotional intelligence was at a zero. I just thought he just was clueless that she was like hurting and all that stuff. And now I'm looking back and I'm like, wow, no, it really was the makeup. Holy shit.
I get real robot vibes from him, but not Cameron from season one robot, but like just kind of like bad robot vibes, just kind of like. Not bad robot, not J.J. Abrams.
Not J.J. Abrams.
But I knew you were thinking that the second I said it. But we're so lame.
This podcast is so dumb.
We're so fucking dumb. Anyway, but just kind of like, you know, talking stiff, maybe Tin Man. Is he the Tin Man?
He's a little Tin Man. Yeah. If the tin was red, white, and blue.
Oil, he's from Texas. He needs the oil can. Yeah.
Yeah. He always
this is a very Wizard of Oz podcast, you know?
Yes.
We're just big Wizard of Oz fans.
Needs that WD-40.
Stacy and Izzy, you know, this is all about Izzy compliments her beautiful eyes, hairs, and lips, and she's like, "You just want to, you just want to bone me." And then they kiss and stuff. And Stacy says she just wants to cuddle up with him. It's all I've ever dreamed of. And they cuddle up on the chair. And all I can think about is how sexually frustrated is Izzy in this moment.
Maybe a little. Maybe
yeah,
a little
she's bit. Like, she's like, you just want to bone me, don't you? All I want to do is cuddle. All I've ever dreamed of is cuddling with you. Don't you want to have sex with me? Let's cuddle.
Well, too bad, pal.
Lydia and Milton, she says she's 6 years older than Milton. She says putting the voice with the face and the body was difficult, but she can still see the 24 on him. But she says she says he carries himself maturely, though. So it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's he just carries rocks in his pocket like a 4-year-old.
Yeah. And Pokeballs.
Sometimes she finds mud in there and like gum.
Yeah. 6-year difference is weird, but it's not the worst we've seen. Let's just say that.
No, at least he's like 24, not 21.
Yeah, we've seen worse. So
yeah.
As far as that goes.
Yes.
I can get by it, you know.
Okay, this JP and Taylor scene, we gotta break down because some really important stuff happens when they're in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he's wearing his American flag bathing suit. Very important to be patriotic in the hot tub.
Yes, of course.
Taylor says it was awkward meeting for the first time again. She really wants to talk about this because she knows something was going on.
Yeah.
She says, do you agree? He says, mm-hmm. She says, are you feeling good about the wedding? He says, mm-hmm. Then he says, in it to win it. We can go on minute to win it. Ben, are you familiar with minute to win it?
No, I'm not.
I was not either. I had to look this up. Me and Maria had to look this up. Minute to Win It, this is Wikipedia, is an international game show franchise where contestants take part in a series of 60-second challenges that use objects that are commonly available around the house. The first version of Minute to Win It was the American primetime game show, which was from 2010 and ran until 2011 with host Guy Fieri.
This guy is a weirdo.
And then it was revived in 2013 with game show host Apollo Ono.
Wow.
And it's still running, I think. I don't know.
I think he really came on this show just to go on a minute for Win It.
But who the fuck talks about minute? He's like, we're in it to win it. We could go on a minute to win it. I was like, what the fuck?
He's a weird guy.
I was like, number one, what's minute to win it? Second, then me and Maria look it up and we're like, the fuck is it? Like you never talk and what you talk about is an obscure game show that only runs on the Game Show Network?
Yeah. Look, again, what I'm saying, it's easy to believe that he's just an awkward guy and it has nothing to do with anything else. This is the type of stuff I'm talking about here.
That's why I don't think it really has to do about the fucking makeup. I think it's
column A and column B, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
let's just say it. He's a weirdo. Like, this guy is a weirdo.
Yes, he's definitely a weirdo. Taylor says no to Minute to Win It, by the way. She's like, how about no?
Yeah.
Taylor, that's like the one thing he's asked for. Besides the makeup thing later.
He hasn't even asked you to stop wearing makeup forever.
Yeah, yet. He just wants to go a minute to win it. What's the big deal? You've already got on one TV show. What's one more? You get to meet Apollo Ono.
He's been going through the casting process every fucking year and he can't get on. But if he gets on Love is Blind, then maybe he'll get on that show.
Come on.
Please.
Then she talks about how marriage is a lifelong commitment. She doesn't want to get divorced. We have 4 weeks. I want to be ready. He says, we have time. She's like, I just want you to know I have these thoughts going on. And he's like, okay. Taylor's like, we have to talk, though. You know, have discussions. And he's like, yeah, I put the toilet seat down.
Again.
Okay, all right. Minute to win it, put the toilet seat down. Big steps for him. He's making steps. He's trying.
Are we sure he's not younger than Milton? Are we sure about that?
Taylor says in confessional that she's an overthinker. Let's put JP's whole personality aside. Should an overthinker marry a firefighter?
No.
No, because I'm an overthinker, and that's why I wouldn't even date a firefighter. We've been over this.
Why give yourself that grief, that fear, that anxiety, that fear, 365.
You know, that fear. It's insane to me. Underthinkers should marry firefighters because they're not going to care. You know, they're going to be like, oh, if he dies, he dies. Whatever.
Yep. But
I'll get another husband.
Overthinkers, those are the ones who
are a problem.
Living in fear 24/7.
Are there standard thinkers that don't under or overthink?
No.
You're either under.
There's no rationality in this world.
We get some sexy time with Milton and Lydia in the shower and Stacey and Izzy in the hot tub together. Did we ever see Milton's full butt? Didn't we see his full butt in one of the previews? Have we not seen this yet?
I don't. You can sort of see the butts through the stained glass a little.
I feel like in the opening we saw like in the opening of the first episode we saw someone's like full ass.
We saw big old butt. Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't seen that yet.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And I just think it's funny. We get all this sexy stuff, and then we cut to JP and Taylor.
I got blue eyes. Like, really blue.
They're having a really intimate time. You have blue eyes, like, really blue. She's really trying to get the conversation going. And I keep being like, why do we keep cutting to JP and Taylor? And then I remember we only have three couples.
Yep. Yeah. It's about it. And also, we didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, and he hints here. She says, what's the first thing you noticed about me? He says, your smile and your gaudy eyelashes and tantalizing smile. She asks if he's lying, and he says no. And then they make out. I love the way that you are. Does he love the way that you are? Does he?
I love that song.
Does he love the way that she is?
Oh, what a great song.
I know. I gotta say, the Loves When Orchestra selections weren't really hitting for me a lot of the time, but that one really, I was that like, one this is a pop.
It's really good.
There's some vlogging that goes on. We learn that Izzy has a big penis and Stacey clogs the toilet.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Big penises and clogged toilets.
She's bringing back the Nancy vibes from
a
couple seasons ago.
Taylor.
Where's that duck sound bite?
Please don't eat the butt.
We get back to Taylor and JP, of course. You know, he's in red, white, and blue gym shorts, of course.
Of course, yes.
Keep an update. JP is very quiet, and Taylor is like, you know, why aren't you talking? And apparently, at some point last night, he just said, well, you can just talk.
That's a completely normal thing for a person to say.
Right?
You can just talk, you know.
I don't have to talk. You can just do all talking.
I'll just listen. I love listening. I love it.
Yeah. She cries in confessional, says maybe she made the wrong decision. And then JP says to her, I hate being forced to make conversation.
You're unless I'm on minute for win it.
You're forcing me to talk. I just want to go 1 minute to win it and not talk on the game show.
You don't have to talk on that show. You just got a game. You just got to win it.
Guy would never talk to me on Minute to Win It. Or Apollo Ono. My heroes. So we get to the beach meetup. And Lydia, she says she's over Izzy. So that's good. I want to talk about this Stacy metaphor for Milton as the surgeon.
Yes.
All right, I'm calling. Milton is a baby. I would think he flies by the seat of his pants. Ow! We call it the surgeon. So in an operation, everyone preps a surgery room, and the surgeon's the main event. They're the ones that fix things that come in. What does the surgeon do, though? He comes in, and it's like glove me. Milton's a glove me kind of a guy. He has no idea what's going on. He's just where he needs to be and is like this. That's Milton.
When she says this, it's just the surgeon holding up their hands.
Yeah.
Is this like a backhanded compliment? Is this? I mean, I guess she's saying he doesn't know what's going on, but isn't
her
being a surgeon
probably a surgeon, right?
Isn't being a surgeon a good thing?
Typically, yeah.
Does mean you're skilled?
She's got a lot of thoughts on surgeons. That's all I know.
Has she talked about surgeons before?
No, but to have this really well thought out analogy.
What's her job? Is she in the medical field?
She's a surgeon.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
She's like, I'm also like this.
She's got to be in the medical field, right?
I have no idea.
Stacy, what's her last name?
Stacy Love is Blind job.
Occupation. Yes.
She's an entrepreneur who likes the finer things in life. That's what menshealth.com says.
It says director of operations.
Oh, she's a surgeon.
She's a surgeon.
Because she does operations.
She operates. Yeah.
She's the owner of the closet audit. Oh, no, of the close audit. No, the closet audit. It's perfect for people who want to complete a complete transformation of their closets. In order to update their look and improve their fashion sense. Okay.
So she sells pasties too, right?
She's also a freelance makeup artist under the brand The Face Audit. So she's like a makeup artist. The Instagram for her makeup artist account is also private, but the bio suggests you have to private message her for her service.
I think we know why JP didn't end up with Stacey.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Very interesting stuff. So she's a surgeon, we've learned.
Yeah. Well, that's why. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I would have compared Milton to more of a Charizard than I would have a Squirtle or a Pikachu.
He's just a fiery guy. He's shooting fire. He's all over the place. He's still trying to get himself together.
Hell yes.
And he's rare.
And he's rare. Yes. He won the million, baby.
Yes. Izzy and Lydia. Izzy is, I would say Izzy practices radical honesty.
Yeah.
Which comes off as radical douchebaggery.
Yes.
Quite often.
I think he thinks he's really nice in these situations. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I think he thought this was going to be like, oh, I'm going to say this thing and it's going to provide all this great closure. And it's going to put this to rest and everything's going to be good going forward. That's what he thinks in his mind.
Yeah, I can't tell. I can't get a read on like if he's what his intentions totally are. Like, it seems that they're good and it seems that he's like a well-intentioned person.
Yeah.
It's just that the things that he does are so like the way that he comes off is pretty douchey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thus far in the show, you know, but we haven't seen him necessarily do anything too bad. It's just like, it seems like he's like, I'm being open, I'm being honest, but it's like, dude, but there's this thing called tact that you have to have, and you're not being like nice, like giving
he had
all this
trouble towing that line of being like, I want to make sure I don't get in trouble from Stacy with this, you know, little powwow that I'm going to be having with Lydia. You know, I want to make sure I don't get in trouble for that. But at the same time, I'm going to, you know, try and let her down easy. But, you know, he ends up sounding like a dick at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, he basically tells Lydia, he's like, so, you know, I didn't want to hurt anyone, but when I met you, I was all about Johnny and I didn't even care about Stacy. And I thought I needed Johnny because we both had trauma and I knew you were pure hearted and amazing. But then I met Stacy and Lydia is like, well, it wasn't you. It was like the situation. And he's like, I just want to let you know that, like, I still thought you were really hot, but like your voice was really hot. But then like Stacy's voice was even hotter. So yeah, like so then sick. I had to cut you off. But like Johnny's voice was also hot. But like Johnny's voice and Stacy's voice were hotter than your voice. So I had to dump you.
But
you,
like, but Johnny is the love of my life and Stacy's got a sexier voice than you. So where does that leave you?
But that doesn't mean that your voice wasn't hot at all. I just want you to know that your voice is hot. And so are you.
Yeah. At a certain point, Lydia was over it. She was over the conversation. You could tell she was wanting to do the wrap it up sign. Like, come on, man.
But then it's lame because she says she doesn't hold a grudge. It was disappointing. Hold the grudge. Be mad. Hold the grudge.
Dead. Why not?
Angry. What's the problem here?
Life's too short. Hold a grudge.
Yes. Then I like this moment where Milton walks over to our friend JP.
You look like you actually been getting some ass.
No.
Really? Oh, did not see that coming.
Milton says, Do you look like you've been getting some ass?
Oh.
And JP goes, no. And Milton goes, oh, did not see that coming.
Yeah. Milton does not know the signs of what it looked like when someone's been getting some ass.
Milton was hopefully being like, dude, we're having sex. Do you want to talk about all the sex we're having on camera so we can talk about the sex that I'm having primarily?
JP's like, well, you look like you've been getting your rocks off. And Milton goes, oh, yeah. And then he pulls all these rocks out of his pocket and he goes, there's so many good ones on the beach here.
Yeah. It's like he has those jars full of seashells, but they're full of like metamorphic rocks.
Yeah.
But they're like plastic wrapped so they don't.
And then he pulls out another jar and there's a bunch of grasshoppers in there. And he's like, look at all these grasshoppers I got.
Stacy and Taylor. Stacy is like, Izzy is so sweet. I was concerned because everybody said he was a player, but he's so sweet to me and everyone else. I'm like, do you see the irony of, oh, he's sweet to everyone else too? Not just you, but he's not a player. I mean, he was
very sweet to all 15 ladies in the pods.
Yeah, but he's not a player.
He's not a player.
No.
They're going to get married, though. They're going to get married.
I don't know.
They're going to live happily ever after.
Not if he keeps up his radical honesty thing.
Maybe she likes that about him.
That can't last. Stacy asks Taylor, what made Taylor say JP was her husband the second day in the pods? Taylor says all the reasons, and she's like, I do not feel it anymore. Stacy's like, I wonder what's different about out here than in the pods. And I'm like, probably that he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he just hasn't said a word.
Yeah, besides a minute to win it. She's like, all he wants to do is watch Minute to Win It. We don't
also,
even
game I knew he said he liked the wearing Americana stuff, but I mean, this is ridiculous, right? Like, this is every second.
This is embarrassing. I can't go out with somebody who only wears red, white, and blue. What if we go to a wedding? What if we go to a funeral? What if we go to an all-white party? Yeah,
that's not good.
This is bad.
He only wears red and blue at a funeral. Or at a wedding. I'm sorry, at a wedding.
At a wedding.
He probably wears that black shirt with the number or the black jersey with the American number one for the funeral, right? That's what I'm guessing.
Yes, that's the black. So the other couples are making out and having fun. And this is when Taylor is like, you know, the other couples are having fun. What about us? And JP says, don't worry about them. And she's like, well, let's just get some food. And he's like, fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck talking about these other couples. Fuck that. All you want to do is talk about how we're unhappy. I just want to not talk. Why can't we not talk?
I just want a fucking go on minute to win it.
I just want a minute to win it. I just want to meet Apollo. Oh, no.
Get your head in the fucking game. Uh-huh. Come on.
Taylor says it shouldn't be this hard. JP says just keep looking forward and it's fine because all we have is right now. The future is what it will be. You know, JP just wants to run into that fire, baby. You know,
yeah.
He just wants to run into the flames and take it head on. Taylor just wants to talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I'm not done. I won't give up.
Oh, wow.
He's not going to give up.
That was beautiful. Is that Mumford and Sons?
Yeah, that's Mumford.
The Lumineers? Is that what that
was? Yeah, it was Mumford featuring the Lumineers.
Doing a guest track on Love's Blind Orchestra. Very cool.
Yeah, so basically, Taylor's like, she wouldn't be here if she doesn't love him, and like it should be easier to talk. And JP says he doesn't want to lose her. All right. Episode 6. You know, we get some more sexy stuff with Stacy and Izzy in the shower. We see JP and Taylor, and Taylor is like, I'm done talking, JP. You talk. And he's like, I'm not talking.
Yeah. He just starts rattling off the ABCs, and she's like, that's not what I meant. And then he goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Lydia lays out Milton's outfit for him, and he's like, I'm not wearing that. I wore that yesterday. I want the gray swim trunks. She's like, don't you want to match mommy today? Don't you want to match mommy?
Where's my Pokeball? I'm not leaving without my Pokeball.
It was interesting that all of the clothes had tags on them. They didn't pack these clothes. They all packed clothes with tags on them.
Or they bought them all at the gift shop in Mexico.
Oh, that's what happened. They bought all their clothes at the gift shop.
Yep. Well, isn't that what you do?
Yeah.
I don't pack.
I always just
go somewhere and then I buy all my clothes at the gift
shop. That's the cheaper way to do it.
Yeah, all the way. JP, he actually bought all of his Americana stuff. At the gift shop at the Mexico resort.
Ben, this was an exciting time. We get an off-roading date. Our favorite kind of dates here on Reality Alert.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing more thrilling than an off-roading date.
Every time a new season of reality TV starts, I set the clock and I go, how long until we get our off-roading date?
Finally. JP is excited, even though Taylor isn't as thrill-seeking as him. She's willing to go for the ride. Hopefully she doesn't wear too much makeup and it weighs down the ATV, he thinks.
Yeah, right into the mud.
Yeah.
Taking it out.
Afterwards, she asks how he's doing, and he says, sweaty. She says, anything else? He's like, I like your freckles. She says, anything else? He says, I feel more comfortable in the pods because I was talking to a wall. Not through a wall, to a wall.
Hey,
she's like,
she asked anything else that she asked.
Yeah.
And he said it. Okay.
He's like, it's interesting. It says not through a wall, to a wall. You know, the whole time they were talking, were they talking to each other or was she talking and then he was talking to a wall?
Hey, we've talked about the wall love. Maybe he had some love for that wall.
She says, she says, you've dated in the real world, right? You know how to talk to humans, right? She's starting to recognize that he's a tin man.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
She is starting to treat him more like an alien-like figure.
Well, he is.
Yeah. He is.
We get to Stacy and Izzy, and they're playing mini golf. Dude, I fucking love mini golf, by the way.
It's the best.
Mini golfer. Whenever me and Marie go on vacation, we try to find the nearest mini golf place. Multiple places. And my favorite part of this is that Stacy starts saying some of our favorite terms.
Yeah, daddy.
Oh, Stacy. This does happen sometimes. We know Stacy is a fan of this podcast because she was playing it up for the soundboard. She wanted to make the soundboard. This happens all the time. People start saying things because they want to make the Reality Earth soundboard. And we appreciate it.
We respect it.
Yes. I need a daddy, a real big daddy. Yep. I heard Stacey sings that too. Lots of innuendo here about sticks from Stacey. She calls the golf club the stick. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I've never heard that before, so I was confused.
Yeah, she really did not know how to play mini golf.
She lost me with that right away.
I was like, the stick. What's the stick?
And then she's saying shaft, and I'm like, does she mean the putter shaft? Is that what she's talking about?
So she's calling the golf ball the pingy wingy. I don't know. All the metaphors were confusing me.
Yeah, it started sounding British at a certain point. The pingy wingy, the stick. I don't know. This must be, she must be British or something. I don't know.
She says she expected Izzy to come on a lot stronger because he's a macho man. She says he can be. Izzy says he can be shyer with Stacey because he's so into her and he hasn't felt this way any time. And she's like, I'm so into you, so it should be spontaneous. You can grab me, bend me over, or whatever. That would be better. And he's like, okay, I like just met you. I'm sorry. I'm not like, it's not like a one night stand. Like, I'm so, I have feelings for you. We met through a wall. It's kind of, we're on TV. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Sorry. And she's like, fuck me, ravage me. Come on, do it. Do it.
Imagine if they went on a date to the Museum of Sex. Imagine what that would be like. That man. Woo. She'd actually probably have a hard time with her euphemisms. She'd probably have a difficult time.
Oh, daddy.
And he's like, and I'm also having a hard time, you know, like being sexually open with you because you keep calling me daddy.
I am not your father. I am your soon to be husband.
Yes. Lydia and Milton eat dinner looking at the stars, and Milton says, do you know why we can't see them? Lydia says, pollution. Milton goes, no. Of course the oil guy denies pollution, Ben.
Figures.
He says, take astronomy. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We get more sex time, more romance time at night.
Oh, daddy. Whoa.
Ooh, daddy.
Ooh.
When all this daddy stuff happens, I keep expecting, you know, certain cameos to take place.
Come on, sit by your daddy Shane. Meet your daddy. Meet your daddy.
Daddy Shane to pop up. But more importantly,
Daddy Nick is home, baby.
You know, I keep thinking Daddy Nick is gonna pop up. So this is the big makeup thing. JP is in his awesome black USA basketball jersey.
Hell yes.
Taylor comes to bed. She tells JP she doesn't think they're gonna that they are where they should be. JP is like, that's because you can't get past the whole awkward part. You've had one foot out the door. Taylor's like, well, it's not getting better. He's like, you won't change. He's like, I'm sorry we had an awkward first meeting. She's like, every day has been awkward. Taylor says, what has changed since the pods? JP says, I understand you want to present yourself and look the best you could, but I feel like you would have presented, if you would have presented yourself like this, gesturing to herself without makeup, it would have been better. He says, it felt like you were fake. He says, that's what started it all. He said, you had caked up face and fake eyelashes. You presented fake stuff. He says he had makeup all over his jacket.
I felt all like over I was my America with, jacket.
I felt like I was with a mime.
This I've never before watching this show. I've been more surprised.
I was like, what?
This moment.
I was like, dude, she's on TV. Of course you wear a lot of makeup. She's meeting for the first time. She's nervous. Just wear a lot of makeup. And then and then this is what feels so weird about it. It's
correct
like,
me if I'm wrong too, but the reality TV production, much like regular film production, they have makeup departments as well, don't they? Don't they gloss up some of these people too in these moments where they're meeting?
On the Bachelor/Bachelor On The Bachelor, all the women do their own makeup.
Really? Okay.
I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure they're in charge of doing their own makeup.
Gotcha. Okay.
Maybe they have touch-up. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Interesting.
Don't come for me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, they're in charge of, like, their own shit. Okay. Maybe if they go on dates, then it's touched up. I'm not 100% sure.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, it's especially just like so stupid because then the whole time they were in Mexico, she wasn't wearing makeup. So it's like, then you saw her without makeup. So then why couldn't you be less awkward afterwards?
Right. Yeah. What's the hang up still?
What's the big deal with her liking wearing makeup?
Because she was fake. She's a liar.
That one time.
She lied to me. Right? That's how you want to start off our engagement, is lying?
With a lie?
Wearing a mask? Who are you, Jim Carrey?
She then immediately walks away, and I'm like, yeah, just end the conversation. But then she comes right back, and I'm like, Taylor, it's not worth it. Don't do it. He's an idiot.
Yeah. Well, actually, what you didn't see just off camera was there were three producers with their arms locked in front of the door.
Yeah, they were like, Red Rover, you can't come over.
You can't leave. You can't leave. You have to get through three of us.
And she's like, you didn't know what I looked like. This is Love is Blind. And she's like, I did it because I wanted you to look pretty and feel good. And she's like, and JP says, when I saw you, I was like, I'm going to have to deal with this every single day. You putting on a face? I'm going to have to be with Hannibal Lecter. You're going to be cutting off people's faces and wearing them.
It's fucked up.
You're a monster. She's like, I wore makeup in front of you once. And he's like, yeah, and that started the whole thing. And now I'll never be able to talk again. Minute to win it. The only thing that will fix our relationship is Minute to Win It, and you won't give it to me.
That's really what this is all about.
Yeah.
It is.
She says, so I wore makeup and it fucked you up so bad that it ruined our communication. And he goes, yes!
That's my favorite part. Been waiting to say that
exactly.
For a while. Exactly.
That's the whole thing.
Now you get it.
You idiot. You weirdo. You're the weird one. You wear makeup. He says,
you
yes.
You don't want to go on Minute to Win It, you weirdo.
He says, yes, just don't wear makeup. She's like, I haven't worn makeup for days. And he's like, but you did. We need to go back in time. You don't wear makeup. And then you say yes to Minute to Win It and we'll be fine. Okay, hold my hand and tap your shoes together.
If you believe hard enough, then we can do it.
JP says, I was like, this is not a real person. I'm like, you're one to talk. You don't act like a real person, you fuck.
Yeah. Do you think those nights when they were sleeping in the same bed, she was hearing JP rolling around and is, you know, having nightmares going caked. It's all caked. Lashes.
I like when she goes, I am so done with this conversation. He goes, how is this bad? How is this a bad conversation? What's wrong with this? What did I say that was bad?
We can talk about Minute to Win It if you'd like. We can switch the subject.
95% of women would love their significant other say they don't want you to wear makeup. Everybody loves being yelled at about not wearing makeup, especially in this fashion. Everybody wants to be talked to this way. It's like, bro, do we have to show you, like, I don't know, the gender studies? Like, I don't even know how to explain this to him.
No, it's
is he hopeless?
He's hopeless. He's never gonna get it.
He needs to be sent to Siberia with Vanessa.
No, poor Vanessa.
No, I know. Not really. Yeah, he's Siberia.
What's the Siberian flag colors? that's what I want to look up.
Siberian. Just white.
flag.
It should just be like a white flag, right?
So looks like red and white, maybe.
Or, that's pretty good.
No, it's green and white.
Oh. Ooh, that's good. He won't like that.
Oh no. Yeah.
JP wonders why they can't just go back to the pods. As Taylor says, she's going to sleep in another room. He's like, can't we just go back to the pods?
Yeah. Take me back. That's every season. This is what it's all like.
Nick Thompson felt the same way. If we could just go back to the pods.
Usually they're saying that when they're back home, not in Mexico. Mexico is supposed to be the honeymoon phase.
Wasn't that on Lost when they were like, we got to go back.
Yeah.
We got to go back.
We got to go back, Kate.
Yeah, I wasn't even watching it back then, but it's not the famous line. We got to go back.
Yeah.
To the pods. You didn't. Purgatory.
You didn't miss much.
No, I know. I like how Taylor gives him one last final sting when she says, we'll talk more in the morning. He's like, no! Talking! No!
Can I just listen tomorrow? Do I have to talk?
Yes. I like when Lydia and Milton talk about who they're going to talk to when they get back. And Lydia's like, I'm going to call my mom. And Milton's like, group chat with the homies. Gotta see what the Pokemon showdown ratings are. We gotta know.
Gotta introduce you to my Discord group.
Gotta see what's going on.
Yeah, I'll put you on a voice channel with my buddies. Yeah.
So Taylor and JP talk, and JP is like, it's been partly my fault the past couple of days. Just partly, though. You've been talking too much. But we had a connection, and I wanted to get past it. And basically, Taylor, she's like, you know, you're not the person I fell in love with. The makeup thing, that was an excuse probably, which, you know... partially is probably true because it was really weird.
Yeah.
And she ends it.
Yeah.
And she leaves that ring on the table. And they say,
grab her suitcase and she rolled right out of there.
We used to talk about everything.
Was that really on the nose?
Did they used to talk about everything?
They used to, well, I guess in the pod.
Or did they always just talk about Minute to Win It?
Those line orchestra really topical.
They're so
in
good.
The pods we talked to. So Taylor says goodbye to Sugar Butt.
Wow.
But she still thinks love is blind because she fell in love through a wall.
Yeah. The experiment works.
Yeah. So we go to you. We're getting back to Houston, Texas, everybody. Yeah. Bang, bang, get your trash cans out. We're going back.
The only off-roading we do up here is on a horse.
Yes, we're here. Yes. We got 21 days till the weddings. Stacey and Izzy talk about wedding expectations. Who cares? Milton likes eating dinner sitting on a countertop, and he likes having his baby food fed to him, too. While he sits on the countertop,
yeah, isn't that
he sits
cute?
Up there. Yeah,
gotta have the bib catcher, you know.
Yes,
gotta make sure it doesn't make a mess.
So Milton is gonna be working nights, and Lydia's gonna be working during the day. And I'm just like, so we're losing another couple because they're not gonna be able to film them. When are they gonna? Or just gonna watch them sleep?
Yeah. Or we'll watch Milton at his job.
At his job, just doing engineering.
That he's so proud of having. Yeah. His job on the rig.
Yes. hey, when he destroys an asteroid coming towards Earth, you're going to be taking that back, okay?
That's true. I'm going to be thrilled. Great.
Stacy and Izzy. Stacy says the only thing that crosses her mind doubts-wise is if Izzy will have doubts. Because Izzy said that his mom was asking him, are you sure? Izzy says that his mom doesn't want Izzy to hurt Stacy. And she doesn't want Izzy to get hurt either. Yeah, I'm sure his mom is really concerned about him hurting her, not her hurting him. You know, his mom is on Stacy's side.
I don't. Maybe she is. I don't.
Yeah.
Who knows? You're right. Met his mom
Johnny's
yet.
Johnny's mom wasn't on Johnny's side.
Yeah. You're right. We haven't met her yet.
So. You're right. A lot of times, you're right. A lot of times, reality TV relatives just throw their fucking family under the bus. You're right.
Right away. As soon
yeah,
as
you're like, down. Why are you like dissing them on TV?
Apparently, so you're really Izzy dating up, huh, kid?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We find that Izzy always finds something not to like about people, but he's so into Stacy that could never happen.
Never.
We're only like a week into the relationship, but it could never happen. He'll always love her.
She was a 1 in 15 type of girl. I tell
yeah,
you what.
Never, it'll never find someone else to like about her. We see Milton's apartment. It's totally barren, except for these very ugly cow rugs.
Yeah. He's very really ugly. Proud of those cow rugs.
Yes, they cost $10 from IKEA.
I was wondering, I was like, that looks familiar. Like, that's got to be out of place. Guessing.
He says they're non-negotiable. He has porno mags, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, he's got the nudie mags in his bathroom. Yeah.
He has a board with some math on it. He shows her the microscope, but you can't touch it. It's mine. It's mine. No sharing. I call dibs.
That's my toy.
I'm in the middle of something. Josh, Milton's roommate, comes in. He thinks that the couple is cute. This is important. Oh. Milton says that he wants to.
Cheers to getting Lydia as a titty.
They want to get Lydia as a titty. The return Hell to yes. getting Lydia as a titty.
I want to get Liddy titty at this pool party with my girls.
I love the way Nancy shortened that.
Yeah. Liddy titty.
This is the evolution of language right here.
Not Liddy as a titty. Just let's look at Liddy titty.
Let's make it, it's cleaner.
Yeah. And we know Milton just said Liddy, but you know he meant Liddy titty. He was just abbreviating
it. Of course.
So we get some more information on this whole Pokemon thing, okay?
Thank God.
Milton said that he played Pokemon Showdown, correct?
Yes. Yep.
So Pokemon Showdown is
but
not...
they also did say he's a big collector too. They said that in this scene.
They did.
Yes.
So I think he collects Pokemon cards.
Yes,
so...
he does the competitive stuff, but he also does card collecting.
Yes, but I want to explain what Pokemon Showdown is, Ben. Is that okay?
Yes. Oh yes, yes, yes.
So Pokemon Showdown isn't like a standard Pokemon game that you play like on the Switch or on Nintendo DS, you know, like a portable gaming system. It is online. It's not an official Pokemon game, and it's like a battling simulator that nerds play against each other online. Yeah,
it's entirely a sim game, right? Yeah.
Yes, you pick a team and then you play against each other.
It's kind of like the way you would play as a kid with the cards, right? Where you
No, it's like a video. It's like you would play a video game, I think.
Oh, okay.
But you basically, I believe you still do moves, maybe.
Yeah.
Like you're still battling, but you are creating the team online. Like you're not actually playing the game fully.
Right. You're just getting your group.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I believe.
Like most sim games. Yeah.
Yes. But a lot of people now distractify.com. Are like looked into this and they say, assuming that Milton's username is into his rankings. They say, assuming that Milton's username is James Milton J the fourth, James Milton J four on Pokemon Showdown, which is the username he uses on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, then he's not actually the star player he made himself out to be.
Oh,
these are the stats we pulled up for James Milton J four, who has been a member since July 2017.
Did this article start out with actually, is that how it started out?
Yes. Per Smogon.com, ELO ratings start at 1,000, which is how they rate like ratings or whatever.
Okay.
And if you take a gander at Milton's ELO ratings, his highest one is 120, is 1223. He is only rated just a little bit higher than the default rating of 1,000.
Whoa.
Most players claim that anything under 1600 isn't a good ELO rating.
Wow.
If Milton was nationally ranked, his ELO rating would likely be over 2,000.
Unbelievable.
That said, he may have performed better under a different username or peaked at a different time. But judging by these stats, we're not too impressed with the username JamesMiltonJ4 if that does happen to be Milton's account.
It could be that's just another account that he had aside from his main account.
Maybe. Who knows?
But if it's not, if this is true, that this is Milton's account, then he's a liar.
He's a fucking liar.
And I don't know if Lydia can trust him, because if he'll lie about this, what else was he going to lie about?
Yeah, well, I'm starting to not really trust Lydia, so maybe they're perfect for each other.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. This is a bombshell.
This is a bombshell. I'm really glad that Distractify did this research for us, yep. Because I certainly wasn't going to do it.
This is messed up.
Yeah.
The one thing you're not supposed to lie about. And
I know.
Wow.
Josh says Milton is ready for marriage because he graduated high school / college early and makes six figures. Yes, that's what makes you ready for marriage.
Yes.
It's not.
Well, it makes sense, right? These big life moments are coming earlier. So yes. It makes sense to get married earlier than what you would think, too.
Yes, it's not about like emotional maturity or anything
it's
like
gonna
that.
Die earlier too.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
everything speeds up faster. He's gonna retire at age 40.
Yeah. The best part is that Josh is saying this bulletin's like, can we just drink? And I'm like, yes, this is the sign of you should get married. Getting litty titty. And but Josh does say Milton talks about Lydia different than the other girls, though. Yes, that's because she's hotter than Milton's previous girlfriends.
Hotter than
he's like, this is the hottest girl I'm ever gonna get with. Next. I should just marry her.
Other girls? You mean the ones sitting on the top of the toilet in the bathroom?
Hotter than Misty and Nurse Joy? We go to Stacy's house, which is under renovation right now, where Izzy would be potentially excited to move into. It looks like a nice home. We get some really fascinating financial talk about 401k and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, you move in here, how does it work? And he's like, well, it's your house, but I would like to pay for everything 50-50. That sounds very reasonable.
Sure.
And yeah. And she's like, well, how about dinner? And he's like, I would expect us to pay for that 50-50. And she's like, what? I would expect that you would pay for everything. And I'm like, but you're married.
Yeah. Yeah.
What year is it? What year is it, Ben? Also, you're married. Don't you have shared income? But he's paying for, like I also do get like you're married, so you still have separate. Some people like what they do is they have separate bank accounts, and then they have also like a shared account.
Yeah.
For like everything else, but still, like the idea that the man still pays for everything and
it's
you're
very
not
old
like
fashioned.
It's
very
I'm old like, fashioned. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, let's fucking move on from like I'm like fucking. Oh my god!
I'm surprised
you
didn't ask
me?
To see his e-statements. You know, I want to look at your account balance. I want to, you know, get all these numbers out here. Let me see your tax forms.
Yeah. No, if she wanted to kind of like I do get her feeling a little weird because it's like, well, I bought this house and then you're moving in with me, but I bought the house. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's also like, okay, but are you marrying for love or are you marrying for finance? Because it seems to me like you want to be with a person who's also as rich and successful as you are.
Yeah, which I think, you know, like when you're marrying somebody in this kind of weird way, like, yeah, maybe you like that.
Yeah, you probably should, right?
You should. You know, and I also
when it's a, you know, a shotgun marriage like this in a way.
And I also think when you're older, sometimes you know, that's a thing that people look into, and it also kind of makes sense based on what's going on,
you know,
in
what?
Their lives.
Prenups exist.
Yeah, definitely.
Do a prenup too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone should be on this show. Let's be honest. Everyone should be.
Oh, definitely. The dinner thing, I was just like, oh, come the fuck.
The dinner thing was weird. It's always when they get so old fashioned sometimes on these shows with my father has to give permission and things like this. And it's like, oh, it's so cringy.
Yeah. The father thing is like, but like the dinner thing, I'm like,
it's a little weird.
If I started dating someone, like, it was never going to happen, I'm going to be real for the rest of my life, but let's say back 10 years ago when I was single, if I started dating someone and they were like, I expect you to pay for every meal, I would say goodbye, farewell, this is highly unattractive.
Yeah,
it's just I just find it so off-putting. I'm like, where is your sense of
what I would do is I would troll, and every single time she would get up to go to the bathroom, I would stand up along with her.
Oh, like, yes.
In the old gentlemanly like way.
Yes.
There are customs in the South, Max, that we just don't know about. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yes. Yeah, whatever. Stacy says people always take advantage of people like her and her dad because they have money, so she wants guys to treat her like she has nothing. So should he be like making oatmeal in the morning and like giving it to her like she's Oliver Twist?
Yeah.
And she should be like, Pizza, can I have some more? And he's like, more? You want more?
So when they go to a fancy restaurant, he goes to the kitchen and asks if they have any leftovers. His wife is starving.
Whenever he gets,
you have any bread to spare?
Whenever he gets change, he should like throw it at her and stuff. He should, but when he moves in, he should be like, "So this is my house," and she's like, "What?" She's like, "Well, you have nothing. You want me to treat you like you have nothing?"
It's my house now.
But she does say that she is excited about Izzy moving in. She does say it's going to be fun. So, you know,
yeah,
she's thinking two ways about it. I understand it's a complicated issue.
She can't wait to start talking finance 24/7.
Yes, but he better pony up for those meals, okay?
Also, when I cook in the home, you're going to be paying for it. You're going to be paying $10 a plate. Okay.
And then we get to a restaurant, and Aaliyah sits alone at the restaurant, and who walks in but Uche? Oh, I was shocked. I totally thought Chris Fox was going to walk in.
I thought so, too. That would have been great.
He is very cordial with her at first, Uche. He didn't start yelling right off the bat.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
I know. I was surprised.
What a good guy.
She says she regrets leaving him like that and that she loves him. So she's still on this train. She says she has never felt a connection like that, and her heart is still in his hands. She still wants him. She still will marry him, Ben.
Wow.
Love is still alive.
Thank God.
Love lives. Love isn't dead.
It's wonderful. It really
is. It's good. It's beautiful.
So happy for
sugar bet.
We still got it.
Oh, daddy.
This is they're really making it work with only three couples somehow.
It's now two. It's going well. It's going
down to two.
Well. It's going very well. Somehow, when the producers fail, the show gets better.
Yes.
I don't know. It just works like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to go off the rails to get back on them.
Yep.
You can quote me with that one.
I'm loving it.
Is that a McDonald's spawn?
You can quote me on that one too. I got
you should sell that. We should trademark that. Reality alert. I'm loving it.
I have the McDonald's hat.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Reality alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are sponsored by McDonald's.
Yes. So,
specifically by Grimace, we're sponsored.
Yeah, the Grimace Shake. Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Not Ronald. Ronald didn't want to sponsor us.
No.
He's sponsoring Taylor. I'm sure she'll have a podcast, right?
Oh man. Well, we're gonna be back in a couple days to recap episode 8, which should be fun. In the meantime, check us out on patreon.com/realityalert. Not only are we gonna do we have bonus coverage, an extra episode every week where we recap our favorite moments from the week in Love is Blind. We check out the social media from current and former cast members and give our predictions for the week along with some superlatives. We also have our on the Patreon our recaps of Love is Blind Season 1 After the Altar, Love is Blind Brazil. We have Epo Island Season 2 on there. We have The Circle Season 1 and a bunch of other bonus podcasts on there. So don't hesitate. It's only $5 a month to check out some really awesome content at patreon.com/realityalert. And you support us. You keep the podcast alive, okay? You don't want us to leave your ears in your face. Absolutely. Also, subscribe to us on youtube.com/realityalert. You can watch video versions of us, okay? We're not live this season, but you can always watch the video, and that helps too. And you can follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast and rate us a 5-star review on Apple. Leave a nice note. And you can also leave 5 stars on Spotify now. People start doing it. We went from 4.4 to 4.5. Let's go to 5.0. 5 stars there on Spotify. It's so easy. Just tap it. You don't even have to write anything. So please do. It's always awesome.
Yep. And you can always come to Reality Alert for your breaking news about Kris Jenner and Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, they were fucking tongue-fucking and stuff. It was crazy. Hey, as Lydia said, age ain't nothing but a number, baby. We love them.
Leo DiCaprio said that too, didn't he? So-
Yes. Anyway, we'll see everybody real soon. Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, well.